of BBC News with Jerry Smith. A large security operation is underway well past nightfall in a rural area to the northeast of Paris, near where two armed men believed to be the Islamist militants who attacked the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo were sighted. Police blocked roads near the village of Longpont in the region of Picardy. Chris Morris reports.
In northern France, a huge manhunt. The search for the men who attacked Charlie Hebdo is now concentrated in a rural area about an hour's drive northeast of Paris. I'm at a police cordon near the village of Longpont. There are reports of searches and sightings. Helicopters have landed in nearby fields. They're blocking the road, this local man says. It's all we know. The authorities hope the net is closing. Sherif Kouachi and his brother Saïd have been named as the suspects the police are chasing. Earlier in the day, they're reported to have stolen food and petrol from a nearby service station, still armed with automatic weapons. That location, too, has been cordoned off.
The French Interior Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, said aircraft were being used in the search for the men. He also said 88,000 police officers and soldiers have been deployed since the attack. Mr. Cazeneuve said the authorities acted as soon as they had suspects.
As soon as the identity of these suspects were established, there was an immediate surveillance. On the 7th of January, last night, some searches were made. His home and various places where he has lived in several towns were searched. Several people have been also arrested.
For a second successive night, Parisians have gathered in the Place de la République to hold a vigil of solidarity with the victims of the Charlie Hebdo attack. The rally comes at the end of a day of mourning in France. In New York, the 15 representatives at the UN Security Council also stood in a moment of silence. The US Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has confirmed the closure of 15 US military bases in Europe. The Pentagon says the move will save around $500 million a year. The US has more than 60,000 troops stationed in Europe. Our defense correspondent Jonathan Marcus reports.
The overwhelming bulk of the US military bases that are shutting down are in Germany, but the most important site is the air base at Mildenhall in Britain, and two US-run communications bases in Cambridgeshire are also to close. Smaller facilities are involved in Belgium and the Netherlands as well. The closures are all part of a much broader review by the Americans of their bases in Europe, as the US military seeks to reduce its footprint and to save money, with the Pentagon looking more towards the Asia-Pacific.
Jonathan Marcus. World News from the BBC. A Nigerian senator has said more than 10,000 people have fled to Chad following recent fighting in Borno State in the northeast of the country. Minor Marji Lawan, who represents the area, said a humanitarian crisis was unfolding in Chad after raids by Boko Haram militants which killed many people. Local officials say much of the town of Baga and surrounding villages have been burnt to the ground. A UN commission has accused Christian militias in the Central African Republic of ethnic cleansing. The commission also accused those militias and the mainly Muslim Seleka movement of war crimes and crimes against humanity. It said it was probable that the numbers killed in almost 2 years of sectarian violence were much higher than the reported figures of 3,000 to 6,000. The third division English football club Oldham Athletic has confirmed it will not be signing the player Ched Evans, who was released from jail in October after serving half of a 5-year sentence for rape. Attempts by the player to resume his football career have met with widespread opposition. Dan Rowan has the details.
Ched Evans is tonight facing a future in footballing wilderness, his hopes of joining Oldham Athletic over. But 83 days after he left prison, today came a first show of contrition towards the victim he was jailed for raping. In a carefully worded statement, the 26-year-old striker said, "Whilst I continue to maintain my innocence, I wish to make it clear that I wholeheartedly apologise for the effects that night in Rhyl has had on many people, not least the woman concerned." But that didn't prevent a deal with Oldham Athletic from collapsing amid a storm of rancour and opposition.
The US Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson will lead a delegation travelling to Havana later this month for the first high-level talks since Cuba and the United States announced they were restoring relations. The State Department said the talks will focus on migration. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。